If you want to marry someone from another country and you're a U.S. citizen, chances are your spouse could also gain citizenship through marriage. That is, if the marriage is between a man and a woman. This path to citizenship is not available to gay couples because of the Federal Defense of Marriage Act. Next month, the U.S. Supreme Court is set to hear arguments on this federal law. KUOW's Liz Jones has our story about a Seattle couple who's anxious to watch how this case unfolds.
The dread built up for years. Then the day arrived. Time was up on Ots Bolasie's immigration visa to work in Seattle. After 19 years in the U.S., he'd made friends, found a good job, and he met someone to share his life with. He and his partner, Ken Thompson, had been together about 6 years when the visa deadline hit. Ots boarded a plane for his home country, the Bahamas. It's an island he describes as deeply homophobic. Ken went for the first couple weeks as they figured out their future. Ots remembers how tough it was to say goodbye before Ken returned to Seattle.
I didn't know this at the time, but I had a panic attack. I've never had a panic attack. I felt hot and dizzy, and I couldn't breathe. And inside, I knew that I wanted to say, don't go, please don't go, please don't go.
That moment is vivid for Ken, too.
And I actually remember at the airport when I said goodbye to you that I couldn't look back as I walked away. I had to just keep walking and I couldn't look.
Yeah.
They refer to that time 5 years ago as their exile. It lasted a year before Ots returned on another work visa. He works for a nonprofit that advocates for immigrant rights. Now, once again, time is running out on Ots' visa. It expires next year.
As far as we can tell at the moment, we'll be leaving the country again without any clear way to return unless laws or other things change between now and then.
You think you'll want more than this?
No, that's good. Thanks.
Okay.
On a recent Friday evening, Ots is in their kitchen chopping veggies while Ken rolls out pizza dough. It's a dinner they make together at least once a week. They bought this house last summer after long discussions about the looming deadline for Ots' visa.
So you said tomato and basil?
Saying yes to the house was a major deal for Ots. For years, he's resisted putting down deeper roots here. Whether it's getting a cat or making a new friend, the questions would always nag.
Sometimes it's, why bother? Or, you know, should I? Should I do this? You know, what happens when I have to leave? It's not if, it's always when.
In the kitchen, they bring up another huge life decision they agonized about, adopting a child together. Ultimately, Ott says he just didn't feel right bringing a child into their limbo.
I think that ship has sailed. But I do think about how it might have been.
Sometimes, reminders of what could have been are hard for them to escape. Ots and Ken both have brothers in Seattle who also fell in love with someone from another country. Ots's brother, also from the Bahamas, married a woman here who's a U.S. citizen. Ken's brother married a Guatemalan woman who was easily able to emigrate here and become a citizen. But this route to a permanent life here is not open to Ots and Ken. Because of the Federal Defense of Marriage Act, or DOMA, the government only recognizes marriages between a man and a woman. Ots's brother has applied for a family-based visa for him, but the wait can be long. They've researched moving to Canada, the Bahamas, or any other country where they could stay for good. But problems always cropped up with securing a job or permanent status for both of them. Plus, Ott says, Seattle is where they've made a life.
As rainy and gloomy as this place is, this is where I am now. And I think that's why we want to stay. It's home. It's home.
Yeah, it is.
Despite the setbacks, Ots and Ken see new reason to hope their immigration struggles will soon end. Two reasons, in fact. One is DOMA. In March, the U.S. Supreme Court is set to hear a challenge to this federal law. If it's overturned, all married couples would have the same federal benefits with things like taxes, health care, and immigration. The second possibility is tied to comprehensive immigration reform. Momentum is building in the other Washington for legislation sometime this year. And President Obama says he wants it to include equal treatment for gay partners and families.
I seriously doubt that those kind of provisions are going to be actually in any bill that passes.
That's Galen Carey with the National Association of Evangelicals. They're part of a growing coalition of faith groups that are backing immigration reform. But their position on same-sex marriage puts them at odds with Obama's proposal. Kerry declined to say whether any provisions for gay partners would dampen support from his group, but he thinks it would derail agreement in Congress on an immigration bill.
Whether or how to redefine family is a very fundamental issue that our country is addressing. An immigration bill, which is already contentious in its own right, is not the place to do that. So our counsel to the members of Congress would be to try to tackle both those things at once.
So it's day 6 of our exile. It's actually finally not raining here.
This is one of the first entries from a video journal Ken made during the year he and Ott spent apart. It's one way they stayed connected across thousands of miles and 3 time zones. Fast forward to the last entry in what Ken calls their exile journal.
It's day 366. Tomorrow he will be back.
It was a reunion Ken and Ott realize many couples like them never get. They feel lucky they've had the money and family support to jump through countless legal hoops to stay together. Now they just hope their exile journal remains a part of their past, with the final entry well behind them. I'm Liz Jones, KUOW News.